Time for our regular police catch-up with Bendigo Police. Acting Inspector Andrea Turner joins us this morning, and we'll have a chat about what is going on around our region. Andrea, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Let's look at, first of all, the sad news that it appears road deaths are not getting any lower. We've seen more fatalities over the weekend.
Well, unfortunately, that is the case, and with the increased numbers on the roads over the coming week, certainly on Friday, I noticed myself as I was travelling around central Victoria that the caravans certainly were on the increase. So we'd ask, I guess, everyone at this point in time to really stay focused on their road safety and on following all of the Chief Health Officer's rules, given that everyone is now able to have a little bit more freedom. It certainly increases the risks on the road when there's more vehicles out there. There's no doubt about that.
I certainly noticed a boom in amount of traffic on the road. Do you think people are heading just on holiday, or is it just a release from captivity?
Well, I think it's probably a bit of both, to be honest. People have probably been putting those holidays off, and now that the rules have relaxed somewhat for regional Victoria, they're probably heading off on holidays. There's no doubt about that. The caravans certainly would indicate that. But I also think that there are certainly some people sneaking into central Victoria that probably should still be remaining in Melbourne, and it's something police are certainly very aware of and policing quite heavily.
Yeah. Just with the people on the roads, there's been anecdotal evidence, and I don't know whether statistically there's anything that your colleagues have sort of given feedback towards, but people seem to be driving like idiots in some cases. I don't know whether it's the fact that they haven't driven anywhere for a long time and they're, you know, just sort of getting it out of their system. I don't know, but it's certainly the feedback from a lot of people I've spoken to.
Well, it's disappointing to hear that, and I think, look, there's always people on the roads that flout the law and flout the rules and have little regard for their own safety and the safety of others, and that's something that Victoria Police are very aware of and work very hard to try and police, but we'd also, you know, it's up to the drivers, obviously, to be focused on their own safety themselves and have consideration not just for themselves but for everyone on the roads.
I came across something yesterday, and it was through Kyneton, and there was someone ahead of me, and they were doing 20k, and it's a 50k, and I'm just thinking, if I was in a grumpy mood, you could understand people getting, you know, upset about that, but it really just have to hold back, don't you, in those situations? But driving too slow, is that considered a problem to Victoria Police?
Look, I guess you'd have to ask why that person is driving so slow, and it's unusual that you'd be driving 20 kilometres an hour in a 50k zone, and there's no doubt it does cause frustration. No doubt we've all been in that situation where we've been frustrated with following someone like that, but at the moment, particularly when people's, I guess, tempers are a little fragile, you know, given the hard situation that we're in, we just have to be really mindful that there could be reasons for that. And certainly, if we were to see someone driving 20 kilometres in a 50 zone, we'd be intercepting and finding out if there is a problem.
Yeah. I tell you what the problem probably was. There was maybe a cop car up ahead, because how many people do you see instead of still doing their 50 or whatever? They go, oh, hang on.
Yeah, look, there's no doubt about that as well. And that's the benefits, I guess, of a highly visible police presence. It certainly makes people slow down, and that's a positive.
Yeah, indeed. Now, you mentioned the policing of people coming into the region. Again, probably anecdotally, but have you heard much from your colleagues that there has been a lot of this?
Look, I haven't had specific numbers provided to me over the weekend, but we have seen a significant amount of people heading into our area since the relaxation of the conditions. But, you know, it's frustrating, because I understand that people want to get out and they've been locked up for some time. But at the moment, we're seeing numbers increase, and we really have to be very vigilant to try and work together to keep those numbers down. And it's not just up to Victoria Police to be, you know, policing that the people flouting the rules of the Chief Health Officer. It's up to us as a community, I guess, to, be playing our part, following the rules, but also, you know, businesses making sure that they're asking for ID. We need to work together to try and stop this.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Andrea, really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much for that. Keep up the good work, and we'll chat to one of your colleagues again next week.
Terrific. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks very much. Andrea Turner, Acting Inspector. Andrea Turner from Bendigo Police on the Wake Up Call. It's Gold Centre Victoria.